Sandusky's number 45, Caleb Heberling, brings him down, defensive end.
Very typical player for USA, that fullback dive right up the middle, just off the left, just the left side of the center, goes for very little gain.
USA in the hurry-up offense, Micah Kramer keeps it for himself, pitches out to Josh Lang at midfield. He's coming across to the 45-yard line, shy of the first down marker by a yard, but we have a flag at midfield and more than likely going to be a hold against USA, but now they're going to, might be even hands to the face. So the official's trying to sort this one out. The end of the play was at the 45-yard line.
I couldn't agree with you more. The penalty was right at the line of scrimmage, so.
Personal foul against Sandusky. So this is a 15-yard penalty from the end of the run. So from the 45-yard line of Sandusky, tack on from a 10-yard run from Josh Lang, and now that's a 25-yard run, including the penalty, and suddenly USA is at Sandusky's 30-yard line.
Absolutely not sure what happened there, if there was some foul play in there or what, but didn't see what happened, but it's 15 yards nonetheless at the end of the run. All of a sudden now USA has first down, and they're at the 30-yard line of Sandusky.
Coming up to the line, first and 10 at the Sandusky 30-yard line. They trailed 22-14 to Sandusky. See full house tee in the backfield. Micah Kramer hands it off up the middle. And this one's handed off to Josh Lang, brought down by number 44, Jim Brown, defensive tackle. No gain in the play, second down, 10 to go.
Absolutely no gain is right. That fullback dive right up the middle. Sandusky was able to plug that hole finally and not allow the running back to get any forward progress.
Full house tee again, hurry up offense from USA. And it's Ray-Ban out for the running across the 20 and lowers the shoulder and drags his defender another 2 yards down to about the 18-yard line. Brought down by Jack Sheridan out of the secondary. Move the chains again for the Patriots.
Absolutely the same play again. It didn't work last time. Let's run it again. This time when they get through that defensive line to Sandusky, the linebackers are so focused on getting to the outside to slow down guys like Josh Lang and Hunter Bone and Micah Kramer on the keepers that there's room to run once you get through that defensive line, and it's up to the secondary to make tackles, and Ray-Ban's been able to expose that.
And he's across the century mark now with 102 yards, and he gets another handoff. This one out to about the 18-yard line, maybe a gain of a yard. They had the original last scrimmage at 19-yard line. Brought down by Sandusky's Adam Scott off the defensive line. He's a junior, big man there. Second down, 9 to go for USA inside the red zone of Sandusky.
It doesn't look like the Adam Scott I'm used to seeing, Clark, but nonetheless,
no.
It was a good tackle by him. He was able to stuff that run. They're going to give him a yard, but that would be it. And that's the third time in a row we've seen that dive right to Alan Ray-Ban. The first two were off the left side, off the left guard. This one was off the right guard. Let's see if they run it again for the fourth time in a row.
Full house tee. Kramer under center. And it's going to be a pitch out to number 24, Hunter Bone, and he tries to dive back in, and Sandusky's there to stop him at the 18-yard line. Brought down by Sandusky's Braxton Washey, the linebacker, and really no gain on that play from Hunter Bone. Third down and 9 from the 18.
They've really, about 80% of their offense has been a fullback dive and then that triple option to the outside, which obviously could be a quarterback keeper, could be a dive, or could be that pitch to Hunter Bone or Josh Lang. In this case, it pitches out to Hunter Bone and he goes nowhere. Nice job by the Sandusky defense, bringing up third down and 9.
Splitting the hash, and it's going to be Kramer out to the left side on the option, going to keep it for himself. He's fast and he comes all the way down to about the 12-yard line. Unfortunately, that is going to be shy of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Jim Brown was able to chase him down. Fourth down and 4 for USA. Critical down here for him. 8.5 to play.
Absolutely the biggest play of the game here so far. 8.5 minutes to go in the game. Sandusky leads by 8. Fourth down and a long 3, maybe 4 to go. And this is a big play call here for USA, as a first down here is absolutely necessary. They need to find a way to score. They haven't been able to stop Sandusky's offense yet. We'll see which prevails, the defense or offense, on this series.
8 minutes remain in regulation. Sandusky 22, USA 14. The Patriots with a 4th and 4 from the Sandusky 13-yard line. And it's going to be a handoff to Raybon. He has the first down. He's inside the 5-yard line. Finally brought down at the 2-yard line. Raybon, that man runs with authority and pressure.
He was slowed up right at the line of scrimmage, was able to just kind of find his way into that hole. And with a head of steam, he gets an easy first down. Very surprised that that was that easy. Sandusky let that one fall through their fingertips. But nonetheless, a good run by Raybon, setting up his offense now inside the 5 with first and goal and a chance to possibly tie this football game.
USA setting up shop at the Sandusky 3-yard line, trying to bring this one in. They trail by 8 points. 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Micah Kramer under center. We had some movement on the snap, but we have a handoff to Raybon, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, USA. Raybon in for the score. And now it is a 2-point ball game again with a 2-point conversion upcoming. 7:29 left in the fourth quarter. USA not dead yet.
Starting to sound like a broken record as Raybon this time doesn't like the hole he has. Shows a little sideways speed there as he goes outside and around the ends and was able to power his way across the end zone line and giving his team 6 more points. Sandusky's lead is down to 2. Patriots have a chance here from a 2-point conversion 2 yards away to tie this ball game.
We've had 3 possessions in the second half, and all 3 of them have resulted in a touchdown. It's now 22, Sandusky, USA with 20, trying to go for the 2-point conversion and tie this ball game. Michael Kramer under center, and now we have whistles blowing in every direction. Looks like it almost appears.
Somebody call timeout.
A timeout has been called, and it's been called by Josh Hahn and the Patriots. So what do you think Josh Hahn saw from the Sandusky defense there, and he said, let's change this up?
This is obviously a crucial play in this game. This 2-point conversion ties everything up, so it's a bigger play for USA here to get back into this game. It's got to be absolutely right. He obviously seen something he didn't like, whether it was on Sandusky's side or his own side. He may even change the play call here, but obviously wants to be as comfortable as possible here, knowing this 2 yards is very important.
Harbor Beach scores again on Reese. Jimmy Shelkey with a 1-yard touchdown run, his 3rd score of the night, all scoring for Harbor Beach tonight. Harbor Beach 20, Reese 7 with 3:38 left in the third quarter, thanks to Thumb Tailgater covering that one. Late in the third quarter, Ubley leads Vassar 40-0. And after 3 quarters, Cass City leads Brown City 38-14. Mind you, Brown City was leading that game 14-8, and now Cass City's rattled off 30 straight points.
In the middle of the second quarter, that was a tie ball game, and now all of a sudden Cass City turning on the afterburners.
So here comes USA going for 2 again after the timeout called by Josh Hahn. Same formation, full house team, Micah under center, 3 men backfield. Handoff, actually going to be Micah Kramer for himself, and he dives across, and he's in for this 2-point conversion. We have a tie ball game in Sandusky with 7:29 left in regulation. We're all squared at 22 apiece right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in here in Sanilac and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the Thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no-gimmicks, full-disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself.
It's taken us a long time to get to this point, but suddenly we're right back to where we started from. With 7:29 left in regulation, it is a tie ball game with 22 on both sides of the scoreboard. It was 8-0 Sandusky with 4:38 left in the first. Then a turnover downs from USA. Sandusky goes down, scores on their second possession, 16-0. USA responds with 5:16 left in the first half, 16-6. Then Sandusky has a turnover of downs. USA then charges down the field, but the halftime finds them first. USA comes out of the half, and with chews off 6 minutes off the clock, scores 16-14 Sandusky by 2. Sandusky scores with 17 seconds left in the third, up by 8, and now 22-22.
Might add to that a little bit, Clark. Sandusky has only had four possessions in this game, and they've scored on all four of them.
It's an onside kick, but it's brought in with ease by Sandusky, and he's out to about the 42-yard line. That's number 44 bringing
Jim
that in.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. He seems to be everywhere on that.